ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। ॐ अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So today we are reading from Canto 10, Chapter 52, Verse Number 13. Kindly repeat after me. Alakshamano Ripuna Sanugena Yaduttamo Swapuram Punarayato Samudra Parikham Nripa अलक्ष्यमानो रिपुना सानुगेन यदुत्तमो स्वपुनरायातो समुद्र परिखां नृप। अलक्ष्यमानो रिपुना सानुगेन यदुत्तमो स्वपुरं पुनरायातो समुद्र परिखां नृप। अलक्ष्यमानो रिपुना सानुगेन यदुत्तमो स्वपुरं पुनरायातो समुद्रं परिखां नृप। अलक्ष्यमानो रिपुनां सानुगेन यदुत्तमो स्वपुनरायातो समुद्रं परिखां नृप। अलक्ष्यमानो नॉट बीइंग सीन रिपुनां बाय देयर एनिमीज स टुगेदर Anugena with his followers, Yadu of the Yadus, Uttamo, the two most excellent, the two most excellent, Swapuram to their own city, Dwarka. Punaha, again, Ayato, they went. Samudra, the ocean. Parikham, having as its protective moat. Nripa, O king. Translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Unseen by their opponents or his followers, O king, those two most exalted Yadus returned to their city of Dwarka, which had the ocean as a protective moat. Since this verse doesn't have any purport, we'll read next verses. So api dagda viti mrisha manvano balakeshavo balama krishya sumahan magadan magado yayo. Jarasandh, moreover, mistakenly thought that Balram and Keshava had burned to death in the fire. Thus, he withdrew his vast military force and returned to the Magadha kingdom. Text number 15. Anartadipati Sriman Revato Revatim Sutam Brahmana Choditah Pradat Balayeti Puroditam. Translation. As ordered by Lord Brahma, Revata, the opulent ruler of Anartha, gave Lord Balram his daughter Revati in marriage. This has already been discussed. Purport. The topics of Lord Krishna's marriage to Rukmini will now be discussed. By way of introduction, a brief mention is made of his brother Baladeva's marriage. The marriage was alluded to in the 9th canto of the Bhagavatam, 3rd chapter, text 33 till 36. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam sri chaitanyeshwaram paramananda madhavam asaduna sadutadain अतिनीचोच्चतकर हनमुं चा कदाचिन मामना कंठ व्यस्फुरः. सो वी वेलकम यू ऑल फॉर अवर डेली भागवतम क्लास. सो आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज स्पेशली संकीर्तन प्रभु एंड विश्वरूप प्रभु सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग और डिस्कस ऑन दिस सब्जेक्ट मैटर. एक्चुअली वी ऑल हैव सीन एनी टीम हु प्लेस he always have some substitute. If somebody is injured, so that third or 12th person can be replaced. But we have never seen that a whole team is absent and audience is asked to play the cricket or play the match. So today, something is like that. Our exalted speaker of Bhagavatam are not present. So somebody from audience is picked up and asked to speak on Bhagavatam. So kindly excuses my discrepancies in this matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this chapter is Rukmini's message to Lord Krishna. It's very interesting that till now we were hearing about Lord Krishna's message to the living entity in the form of Bhagavad Gita. And he came to the battlefield of Kurukshetra to deliver that message. And here, what we are seeing, that to hear Rukmini's message, Krishna is leaving battlefield. So, how eager Lord is to see the living entity surrender to his lotus feet. Rukmini Devi is going to surrender herself to the Lord's lotus feet. And for that surrender, to see that surrender, to hear that surrender, Lord is ready to get ridiculed. Lord is ready to get misunderstood by the people in general or opponents. That is the glory of the Lord. And he is always protective of his own vows. He says somebody once tells that, I am yours, O my Lord. He is ready to offer all protection to that devotee. So here is the best example of Lord Krishna, that he is leaving the battlefield for hearing the message of Rukmini, and he is ready to ridicule. He is ready to get ridiculed and misunderstood by the people in general. So today I would like to discuss on this text number 13, where beautiful words are used by Shukdev Goswami, which contradicts the personality of Godhead. First, he uses the word alakshamano ripuna, means not being seen by their enemy. We were hearing Lord means the definition or character of Lord is all merciful, all benevolent. If Lord is all merciful and all benevolent, how come he has enemies? Suradam sarvadehinam natva mam shantim rishchati. If living entity knows that the Lord is well-wishing friend to everyone, he doesn't have any reservation to offer his blessings or offer his mercy. But here, Jarasandha is running behind Lord and Lord is considering him as his enemy. How is it that? It's very interesting how Lord enacts his pastimes and perform these activities where people generally get bewildered. So for this, Bhagavatam itself comes to our rescue. How do we understand this Lord's pastime? So in one of the verses which talks about Lord's nature, it's talk about Chitram tavehitam ahomita yoga maya lila vasrishta bhuvanasya visharadasya sarvatmana samavisham masabhava bhakta priyo yadasi kalpataru sabhava. This verse talks about it's how wonderful Lord's pastimes are. First of all, it talks about he is a visharad. Visharad means is expert in all activities and all dealings. And we have heard visharad, a sangeet visharad, a musical visharad, one who knows, the person who knows how to sing, how to play. But Lord is explained as a visharad in the matter of dealing. We all are troubled with how to deal with the people. It remains enigma for us how to deal with the people. But Lord is expert how to deal with each and every living entity. So chitram tavehitam ahomita yoga maya leelava srishta bhuvanasya visharadasya sarvatmana samadrisho avishamaswabhava. So sarvatmana, to everyone, samadrisho, he has equal vision, and avishamaswabhava, doesn't discriminate whether this person is rich or poor, this person is male or female, this person is literate or illiterate, irrespective of position, caste, creed, he is ready to offer his mercy. Avishama swabhava. But bhakta priyo yadasi kalpataru swabhava. In different circumstances, Lord acts as a favorable towards devotee. Why? Because of kalpataru swabhava. Means he has a nature like desire tree. The nature of desire tree is, if you go to the desire tree and if you ask for poison, So you will get poison. And if you go to the desire tree and ask that desire tree, please give me nectar. So it will offer you nectar. Similarly, when somebody approaches Lord as his enemy, Lord, being a Kalpataru Swabhava, acts to that particular recipient as a enemy. So here, the word is used, Alakshamano Ripuna. That means, Lord, Jarasandha is approaching Lord as an enemy, and Lord is enacting his pastime as an enemy to Jarasandha. He was trying to catch Lord Krishna, but Lord was not in the grief of Jarasandha. Similarly, in our practices of Krishna consciousness, we try to catch Krishna. We want to become expert in different devotional activities so that we can conquer that particular activity and massage our false ego. Is in chanting, generally we try to catch Krishna. Okay, I want to become expert in chanting. Why doesn't my mind cooperate with me? Why doesn't my body cooperate with me? Alakshamano Ripuna. As long as we will have this tendency to catch Krishna, he will remain hidden from our experience. Alakshamano Ripuna. So therefore, instead of catching Krishna, if we take shelter of Lord Krishna, so we can experience Krishna in our sadhana, in our practices of devotional service. So that is the first word used here, Alakshamano Ripuna. The second word, which is contradictory here, is Yaduttamo. Isn't it? Yaduttamo means Yadu. The dynasty of Yadus are known as a Kshatriya dynasty. And Kshatriya dynasties are known for their valors. And contradictory to this principle, Lord is performing lowest of the activity of Kshatriya, running away from the battle. And still, he is called Yaduttamo. Isn't that interesting? Means Lord is performing lowest of the activities. And not only once he is running. His second time he is running from the battlefield. First he ran from the Kalyavan. And now second time he is running from Jarasandha. And still he is called Yaduttama. Means the glory of the Yadu dynasty. That is also an interesting thing. In the Bhagavad Gita, we hear that Lord Krishna told Arjuna that, Arjuna, please fight the battle because you are the son of Kunti, Prutha. He was recognizing Arjuna's dynasty. You are a son of Kunti, Partha, and you are the dynasty in a Bharata. Bharata Arshabha. Oh, Partha. Oh, Bharata Arshabha. At least thinking of them, don't leave this battle. And what to thinking of that? Are you are my friend. At least for that sake, don't leave battle. So Arjuna didn't think, Krishna, I know, twice you ran from battle and you are asking me not to leave battle. Wow. Huh? He didn't say like that. Yaduttamo. So here, Lord is leaving battlefield to show his opulence of renunciation. As we know, Bhagavan means one who has six opulences, and one of the opulence is renunciation. Renunciation attracts. People are generally get attracted towards renunciation. Or the person who renounces his possessions. So here, Kshatriyas are reputed for their valor. For Kshatriya, dishonor is worse than death. But here, Lord Krishna, 17 times, he single-handedly, along with Balram, defeated Jarasandha. But 18th time, why? What is the renunciation over here? Why he ran away? So here, the word Yaduttama is used. I was thinking, why Yaduttama? What is? Maharaj Yadu was the son of Maharaj Yayati. Maharaj Yadu is celebrated not for his valor. Interestingly, he is celebrated in Srimad Bhagavatam for refusing the orders of his father. Generally, ordinarily, if you refuse the orders given by the father or guru, is considered, that person is considered sinful or abominable. But Maharaj Yadu refused the exchange offer. And nowadays exchange offer is going on. Bring your old thing and get a new stuff. So this was the original exchange offer given by Yayati Maharaj to all his sons. He wanted to exchange his old age with the youth of his sons. He had got that benediction. So Yadu refused that order. Maharaj Yadu refused that order to accept. Why? Bhagavatam explains and Acharyas explain, because he wanted to expedite the process of Krishna's appearance in his dynasty. So, for higher cause, he relinquished following the orders of the father and become celebrated. He renounced. In one way, actually, Puru became the conqueror. Puru became the king by following the orders of Maharaj Yayati. But Maharaj Yadu remained or renounced his claim to the throne. That was the renunciation for higher cause. So here, Lord is also leaving battlefield. He is a Yaduttama because he is leaving battlefield for the higher cause. And what was that higher cause after all? Already he had shifted all the Mathura Vashi to the, if his devotees were in danger, so he had already shifted them to Dwarka. So what was the higher cause after all? The higher cause was there were devotees and they were Brajavasis. Because of proximity, Vrindavan is closely connected with the Mathura. So this time, Krishna sensed that there is a danger for the lives of Brajavasis. And their peace will get disturbed because of fighting with Jarasandha and as well as Kalyavana's army. So just to make sure their safety, Lord was ready to give up battle. And actually he didn't run from battle. He changed the location of battle. He took away Jarasandha and Kalyavana from the proximity of Mathura. Therefore, Lord is celebrated as a Yaduttama, one who is the glory of Yadu dynasty, one who is a glorious son, glorious king, glorious prince of Yadu dynasty. That was the intention behind calling Krishna. Because generally, sometimes somebody is performing very bad, that time to ridicule him, hey, what a good singer you are. Already everyone knows what a horrible he sang. But to ridicule him, sometimes we use the good of the word. So here, Shukdev Goswami, not to ridicule Lord's personality, is calling Yaduttama. Understanding this perfect intention, connotation behind the word, he is using the word yaduttama. Now similarly, we as a sadhaka has to develop this quality of renunciation. Because in the sadhana, when we chant the holy name of the Lord, when we practice devotional service, there are many offers and many attractive offers which can dissuade us from the chanting or from the performing devotional activities. And at the same time, there are many reversals who may make us depressed and give up the practice of chanting the holy name of the Lord or practice devotional service. So when we develop this quality of renunciation, our sadhana should not remain like Sensex of share market. When conditions are good, it goes up, and when condition is down, so it goes down. Similarly, when everything is around me is good, my sadhana is good, and when everything is opposed to my surroundings for performing devotional service, my sadhana goes down. So it should not be like share market. So when we develop a quality of renunciation, we remain equipoised irrespective of situation for performing devotional service to the Lord and the service to the devotees. So that is the second contradiction here, yaduttama. And third contradiction which is used here is samudram parikham nripa. Lord returned to the city of Dwarka which was protected by the ocean. We were hearing Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. If somebody is protected by Lord Krishna, who can kill him? Who can harm that personality? And somebody who is not protected by Lord, who will protect that person? But here, Lord is taking shelter of a city which has been protected by ocean. Ocean, Krishna talks about that in Bhagavad Gita. He says that Sarasam Asmi Sagarah. Among the water bodies, I am the ocean. And that also, Mama Amsha Sambhava. It's just a fraction of my opulence. Mama Amsha Tejo Sambhava. So Krishna is taking protection from Samudra, ocean. In his incarnation of Lord Ram, recently we celebrated Diwali, Lord's coming back to the Ayodhya. So before battle began with the Ravana, they all monkey soldiers, and Lord Ram came to know that Mother Sita is in Ravana's kingdom. So to cross the ocean, Lord has to build a bridge so that all the monkey army can be reach to the Ravana city. So ocean was not ready to give the way. So at the end of third day, when Lord was asking ocean, Samudra Dev to cooperate, so Samudra Dev was not ready. On the third day, just Lord raised his eyebrow, and just by raising his eyebrow, ocean started boiling. So what ocean can protect such a personality who can just boil by his glance? Govinda Bhujaguptayam Dwaravatyam Kuru Dvaha Avatsin Narado Bhishnam Krishna Upasana Lalasam. Govinda Bhujaguptayam. Actually, Dwarka is protected by the Govinda Bhujaguptayam, by the powerful arms of Govinda. And not only grossly from enemies, but even from subtle or mysterious curses. Acharya explains, Krishna protected Dwarka. Wherever there is a presence of Lord Krishna, it has been protected from all other influences. How? Here it has been said that Avatsin Narado Bhishnam, that Narada made that place as his residence. We all know that Narada Muni had got curse that he cannot stay at any place more than few days. But because of the presence of Lord Krishna, Dwarka was protected even from such curses. And therefore, Narada made his residence in Dwarka. Avat sin Narado Bhishnam. So, that curse given by Maharaj Daksha did not work in the city of Dwarka, which was protected by Lord Krishna. So here we can understand that Lord is offering the glories to the ocean, that okay, you have certain qualities, utilize in my service. So you become a protective moat for my city, Dwarka. Otherwise, Lord doesn't require such a protection from anyone. His arms itself are sufficient to protect anyone and everyone. So similarly, we should understand whatever qualities, whatever skills, whatever intelligence we have got, that should be utilized in the service of Lord Krishna, in the service of the devotees, to spread the Krishna consciousness mission. And while doing that, we should not think, now because of me, I am able to spread Krishna consciousness, I am able to practice Krishna consciousness. In fact, in reality, we should understand that actually it's a Guru and Krishna who is empowering me to perform this task in devotional service. They are doing all the activities which are required for me to practice devotional service and get the glory. So with that glory, we should not become proud that, see, I can do so much. I have this many activities to do. We understand when Arjuna came back from the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he could not even, he was lamenting because he got defeated from insignificant cowherd men. And he was lamenting, see, I was like a hero in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Why? Because Krishna was there. And when Krishna left me, I became a zero. I couldn't even protect his queens and got defeated by this coward men. And that also, interestingly, these coward men, they came only sticks. Arjuna could defeat such a big people in the battlefield of Kurukshetra and got defeated with the sticks. So he was realizing, he was saying, it is just because of Lord Krishna was present on the battlefield, therefore I could defeat and could get glory in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So that is, we should understand that we should utilize our skill in the service of the Lord, and at the same time should not become proud, thinking now it's my skill, it's my intelligence, I am able to do this much in the service of Lord Krishna and the mission of Srila Prabhupada. So this is the verse number 13, and now we'll discuss Balramji's marriage, that is explained in text number 15. So this is very interesting. Only Krishna and Balram are the hero who wins the heroine even after they get defeated. No movie, no cinema can show like this, that where they have got defeated. I mean, they have performed lowest of activities of a Kshatriya, running away from the battle. No Kshatrani, means the girl who has born in the Kshatriya family, would like to marry such a person who has run away from the battle. But still here, exactly after their leaving, interestingly, the episode is coming, Balramji's and Rukmini's marriage. So this is the glory of the Lord. And before beginning of Rukmini's marriage, Shukdev Goswami is making a point that, Baba, already Balramji has got married. That is generally it is social etiquette that elder brother should get married before the younger one. So just keeping that in mind, might be that verse is coming, and that already been discussed in ninth canto by Shukdev Goswami, Balramji's marriage. So here in this text number 15, a beautiful words are used. I would like to discuss about this Maharaj Raivat and Brahmaji, Lord Brahmaji. So here, Anarthadhipati Sriman Revato. So Maharaj Raivat, the father of Mother Revati, is called as a Sriman. Sriman, I was just thinking, already, because he had gone to Lord Brahmaji to look for the best match for his daughter. And by the time Brahmaji was about to talk to him, a moment had passed. And in that moment, 27 Chaturyuga had passed on the earthly planet. So whoever there in his mind would be the best match for his daughter, what already had left, and all his kingdom, everything had left, means he had nothing by the time he came down. He was bereft of everything. So this is the second episode we can see that the time differences. Earlier we saw Maharaj Muchukanda in earlier chapter. He was fighting in the heavenly planet, and everything on the earthly planet went away, or he lost everything. And now this is the second episode where Maharaj Raivat had gone to Brahmaloka, and by the time he came back, so everything was gone. But still the word is used, Sriman. Sriman means one who possesses opulences. So what opulence Maharaj Raivat possessed? He had nothing to offer except his daughter. So I was thinking, Maharaj Raivat here had opulence of having faith in authority. Faith in the words of authority. He, just to have a best match, he went to Lord Brahma, who is authority in this matter. In this, here, and after receiving instruction from Lord Brahma that you marry your daughter to the Balramji, who has born in the Yadu dynasty. So when he came down, their sizes were completely different. It is explained they had a size of 7 tall trees. And with respect to Balramji and Krishna. So Maharaj Raivat must have thought, "Arey, Baba, what is this? My daughter is having so much height. She has altogether different structure with respect to people in the Dwapar Yuga, that also to the end of the Kali Yuga, how they are going to get match? But still, he had a faith. So he, what he did, he followed prescription over perception. What we perceive may not be true. In spiritual life, whatever is perception we receive, that may not be true. But whatever authorities and scriptures they prescribe us, that becomes the medicine for our cure. Because if you see, in fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Daksha was also advised by Lord Brahma to hand over his daughter Sati to Lord Shiva. But he did not accept that proposal of Mother Sati handing over to Lord Shiva, because he gave his perception more importance than the prescription given by Lord Brahma, authority. And what happened? Because of his perception, he judged Lord Shiva's activity and he concluded, he is not the best match for my daughter. And what happened? He developed offensive mentality. And once somebody develops offensive mentality towards authority of the scripture, authority of spiritual master, then what follows is the destruction. And that same happened in the case of Maharaj Daksha, who gave importance to his perception over prescription given by Lord Brahma. So our perceptions are insignificant in the matter of spiritual life, in matter of understanding Krishna and his devotional service. So better we follow prescription given by the scripture and experience Krishna's hand in our devotional life. Because that is what Mother Rukmini and Maharaj Revata, they both had this faith. Because hearing is very important in that sense. Both of them heard from the authority. So they did not judge the actions of Lord Krishna and Balram. Rukmini also heard from the Narada and all other saints of the qualities of Lord Krishna. So she did not judge her judgment. She did not came to the conclusion on her judgment that Krishna left battlefield. Why shall I marry her? Marry him? She based her judgment, she based her conclusion on the hearing, on the oral reception from the saints and the scriptures. So Krishna's action and devotee's action can only be resolved in the light of scriptures. And then we will not be bewildered and we can progress in the devotional service. And second thing over here is Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, irrespective of accusation, he continued his service to offer the best match. In the case of Maharaj Daksha, Maharaj Daksha accused Brahmaji. Parameshtina, because of this Lord Brahma, I handed over my daughter to this person, Lord Shiva, or this Shiva, who doesn't know any etiquette. So, after receiving, actually, Bhagavatam explains that he relinquished, he did not even failed. Daksha, Maharaj Daksha even did not even fail that. Arey, he is my father. He did not call him as my father. Because of my father, I gave my daughter to this Shiva, Lord Shiva. He said Parameshtina. Parameshtina, because he's a lawmaker. Because of him, I gave my daughter. So he was accusing Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma was there present in that assembly when he was accusing. So Lord Brahmaji did not give up his service just because there was accusation from someone. So when we are fixed in the service of the Lord, so somebody accuses us or somebody praises us, we continue performing devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, he is a Mahajan. And in this way, the pastime tomorrow, now Rukmini's marriage with the Lord Krishna, and actually this is the first love letter, which is described in the Bhagavatam, will begin. So I would like to stop here, just to recap what exactly we discussed today. So first we discussed Lord Krishna came to the battlefield of Kurukshetra to deliver message to the living entity in the form of Bhagavad Gita, and to hear message from the living entity, to see the surrender. Krishna left the battlefield. So he came in the battlefield to give Bhagavad Gita, and he left battlefield to hear our message. Second, we discussed that the word Krishna has enemy, Alakshamano Ripuna. So how Krishna has enemy? Because he has a nature of being a desire tree. How we approach, he will reciprocate accordingly. Second, we discuss Yaduttama. Yaduttama, not in the sense of valor in the battle, but in sense of opulence, of renunciation. Giving up lower dharma for the higher cause. And the cause was protection and the peace of Brajavasis or of Vrindavan. Therefore, Yaduttama. Third, we discussed who is protecting whom. Ocean, is ocean protecting Lord Krishna and his city, or Krishna is protecting Dwarka? So we discuss that we should utilize our skills in the service of the Lord without getting proud. And then we discuss Lord Balramji's marriage, that only Krishna and Balram are the heroes who owns the heroine even after they are defeated. So here we discussed the opulence of Maharaj Raivat, that faith in authority, irrespective of his perception, over the prescription. So he gave more importance to the prescription than the perception. And we discussed Maharaj Daksha, who gave importance to perception over prescription. And here, and the second thing we discussed, Brahmaji's continuity in the service, irrespective of accusation or the praise. So we'd like to stop here. Thank you all very much for your patience listening. Hare Krishna. So it's already, time is over. If anyone has any question or doubt, they can ask me personally. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.